That's to discuss the midah. It's called in Svarim the midah of Ishtabos. I think Sfasema says on the Rashi, Kulan Shom in the Toiva. Last week's parasha, Meir Shana, Esrim Shana, Veshev Shana. The Svarim say that Svarim say that Kulan Shom in the Toiva. Now, there's usually Meir has its own Nisyonis. Esrim has its own. Every age has its own challenges, adventures, and sorrows. Meir Shana, Esrim Shana, Veshev Shana means Shana Midah Ishtabos. Whatever her age was, whatever the matzav was, there was always a midah of Ishtabos. Couldn't push her either way. It was a gleicha, a very straight mahalach of the midah of Ishtabos. That's the word they say called in Shana Toiv. It's midah of Ishtabos. It's a gewaltig gezach because it's the side of Klal Yisrael. I'll tell you why. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in the sugi there, Matan Torah, Gemara says, Lama nimshal klal Yisrael tapuach. It's just like by a tapuach, the fruit grows before the leaves. Piri akodim la'alam. Kach klal Yisrael hekdimu nasa l'nishma. Peitois is tapuach, it's not true. Tapuach, the leaves grow, every fruit, the leaves grow before the fruit. So what's the Gemara talking about? And peitois we're talking about the esrog. Esrog, also the leaves grow before the fruit, but the esrog is dar belona. Creates hadar beilana mishana l'shana. Esrog stays on a tree, so every year the leaves fall off, but the esrog stays. So next year, when the leaves are starting to grow, the fruit is there already because it's been there since last year and since 2 years ago. So may the Klal Yisrael nimshal esrog, because the esrog stays on the tree mishana l'shana. By the way, nothing to do with this. It's connected to the last vort. What's the vort? Why is Klal Yisrael period koydim la'alei? What's the big chashivas of the fruit before the leaves? The Teretz is very good to what we said before. That we said before, the Voleu Layibol goes on the Sikh Schol and Shal Tamid HaChachomim. A person first has to have the pre in pre Etzchaim and pre Al Torah. The Torah is the from the Etzchaim and Machzik about the fruits of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Pre has got to come before the Ilayim. A Sikh Schol of somebody who hasn't got Torah is Bleib Sikh Schol and Ein Tzrichin Limit. The pre has to come first. Somebody's a Talmud Chacham, the fruit comes first, then you can listen to his beliefs. And you can listen to the Sichas Chulin. So by the way, that works very good with what we were saying before with Rashi. About Kol Bonim, so you see that Klal Yisrael and Nimshal Tapuach, the Gemara is saying for that Inyan. Because an Esrog is Dar Bilana Mishana Lashana. So this is the Maridik Azach. Why? Because what's the Chashivas of the Esrog is Dar Bilana Mishana Lashana? The answer is, the Esrog goes through all the Tkufas Hashanah. The winter comes, and the rain falls in it, and the snow falls in it, and the hurricanes fall in it, and the Esrog stays on the tree. The summer comes, and everything is burnt and shriveled, and the Esrog stays on the tree. The Esrog shows that it's not spoiled from anything that's going on outside. It's got a Midah B'Shtabos. That's the Midah B'Shtabos. The Midah B'Shtabos is, he stays where he is, and the wind and the sun and everything is coming on him, and he's built in Mishtana. All the Nisyon is Mikol HaOlam coming in, built in Mishtana. That's the Nakud of Esrog. That's the Sherish of an Esrog. Sherish of an Esrog is the midah of Shtabos, not to budge, not to change, not to fall, not to fall off, to stay where. I'm going to take a specific. So that's the koyach of what we're saying, that's the koyach of an Esrog. And Klal Yisrael is a nimshach to Esrog. Klal Yisrael has to know that the backbone of Klal Yisrael is that they have the midah of Shtabos. The midah of Shtabos is that everything can come on them and they don't budge. Midah B'Shtabos, all the Shiyonis that come, that's the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. Which, by the way, explains us a Maridei Kazach about the whole Arba Minim. It's a new Chiddush, a new Yisod in the whole Arba Minim. Because it's something funny. You think about it, you got the Lulav and the Haravas and Hadassah. This is Einzach. And then you got the Esrog. There's no Lulav Tzorch Eger to bind the Esrog around the other one. It's called, it's Arba Minim over here. The Esrog seems as an outsider, but you put it next to, what's the role of the Esrog exactly over here? It's a lulav. When you talk about lulav, you mean lulav hadasim and arovas. You don't mean Esrog. So it's mashma that the Esrog is something that's coming from outside and joining on. What's the Yisod? Yisod is very good. Yisod is very poshut. The lulav and the three minim in the lulav correspond to all the different matzavim. So there's a matzav of an arova, which is aimed by tam, aimed by reach. A person falls, nishkan mitzvahs, nishkan torah, nishkan. There's a hadassim. Yesh by reach, ein by tam, yeps ya, yeps nisht, lulav. In other words, all the fashidna matzorim of the person. Okay, that's all the different matzorim of a person. When a person goes through all the matzorim, what does he need to stay in, to stay that he shouldn't badge a dafa esrik? He needs an esrik. So the yomtiv of sukkahs is you take those three meaning that corresponds to like me'a shonav, esrim shonav, sheva shonav, all the different matzorim in a person's life, those three meaning in the lulav correspond to the different matzavim in a person's life. And those different matzavim in a person's life, you have an esrik. And then the esrik, you put the esrik next to it. The esrik is an asinas chizuk. That when you're going through those three minim, you're going through, like the esrik goes through the summer and the winter and he doesn't badge, so too, go through all these matzavim and don't badge, and you should stay with the midah v'shtabas. You should stay with the shabbos. Sukkos teaches you to stay with the midah v'shtabas. That's why Sukkos is Mansum Chaseinu. Oyer Zorua La Tzadik or La Yishrei Leiv Simcha. Person goes with Yashrus. Yashrus means he goes in a straight path. He doesn't fall this way, he doesn't fall that way. He goes with Yashrus. He doesn't change, he doesn't budge. He's a Tomim B'Yashar. He goes straight. If he goes straight, then he gets to Simcha. That's the Mansum Chaseinu. Mansum Chaseinu, Sukkos corresponds to Ananakovet. Ananakovet, they were taken in the Midbar. Midbar is a Mokka which is Molly Nachashim Akrovin. Midbar is a dangerous place. Klal Yisrael had no idea what was going on. They went, they followed, in the worst place in the world. They went, they followed, Yisu, Yachnu. No idea what was going on. That was the Moedic Midah, that they had the Midah Meshtabas. That was the Midah Meshtabas, and the Nana Kovet, that when there's a mountain, the Nana Kovet pushed it. When there's this, the Nana Kovet pushed it. Just stay on the path, and Baruch Shalom will see to, will take care of you already. That's exactly what the Chag HaSukkos is. That's the Yishrei Leiv. The Yishrei Leiv is Simcha. If it's Simcha, so then Sukkos is Mansum Chaseinu. Maybe that's why it's an Inyan. So the Arba Minim in the Sukkah. It's Mam Shehayinu Hach. The Arba Minim, the Esrit with the Arba Minim to shake it in the Sukkah. The Sukkah is a place where you just go in. You just go into the Sukkah, and then you won't fall this way. You won't fall the other way. And therefore, you take the Arba Minim in the Sukkah. It's Mam Shemidah Shehayinu Hach. That's the Midah V'Shtabas, and that's the Simcha. The person hasn't got Midah V'Shtabas. When he's on a good day, he has a Moedic Aliyah. Next day, he has a Moedic Yerida. See, Gaitan Egesner, she's not going anywhere. Not going anywhere that you can't have Simcha. Simcha can only happen if a person manages to stay on the Yishrei Leiv Simcha. That's it, Yishrei Leiv Simcha. The person has to have the Midah V'Shtabas. You see, for example, by the Goyim, Paray and Mitzrayim, there's no Midah V'Shtabas. Today he's letting them out, tomorrow he's not letting them out, today is this, tomorrow is the other. Achashverosh, he's a big feast, tomorrow he kills everybody. There's no Midah V'Shtabas, there's no Simcha, there's no garnished. Haman, one minute he's Vaisapel Ishtar, he's quite Oshrei, Geshmak, life is wonderful. Next minute, Matchai doesn't bow down, we mole Chema. He jumps from Chema to Simcha, from Simcha to Chema. There's no Simcha, there's no garnished. Amalek corresponds to, and that's the whole vote with Esav as well. Tzayid bepeiv, I think from a shaylus. There's a shegetzi, and then he asks from a shaylus, and then of Einzai, he doesn't believe, he's koif b'tchis ameisim, and then he cries for his father, he needs ein brocha, he believes in his father's brochas. But koif b'tchis ameisim, because of b'tchis ameisim, what do you need Yitzchak's brochas for? He's never, he's completely going swing from side to side. What's he lacking? He's lacking the middle of Ishtabas. Esav is lacking the middle of Ishtabas. Amalek is lacking the middle of Ishtabas. All the goyim, they're lacking the midah v'shtabas, and that's why they don't have simcha. But yid has simcha. Yid has a midah v'shtabas. The Torah dosh is leitim achlefes. You can't play around with the Torah. The Torah is straight. The Torah is yosha. The derech hayosha, and therefore the Torah is pekudei Hashem yisharim. Pekudei Hashem yisharim mesam chileif. Same thing yisharim. It's yosha. With Torah you're going one thing. The Torah is leitim achlefes. The Torah is leitim achlefes. I mean, if a person dictin lenin, he's mishtava the whole time. I remember Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapir and I was in Be'yakir. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapir is itself. Where there was a terrible matzav, financial matzav in Yeshiva, they were going to close down, they didn't have a building, Ahina Nehe, it was Mamish, Kolu, Kola, Kitsin, and Tzoros. He came down to the Besmerdish, it's Chagef in the Gemara, he started singing with his Geshmak and Ningen, and finished, and that didn't budge. In other words, he felt he was about to budge, he felt he was about to lose himself. The Vos Titman, you're going to something that is Leite Mechlefest, you're going to a Torah that never changes its mood. In the parasha, in the sugya, Kabbalah Satorah. The first sugya is a Kabbalah Satorah, Shabbos Peiches. That's when Klai saw this. Nimshach letapuach leesrik. Why is it so wichtig then at that point to take Klai Yisrael as Nimshach letapuach? Because letapuach is a Shabbos. That's the Torah. The Torah keeps a person that he doesn't become a muchlefes. He doesn't jump and become a muchlefes from side to side. So Mela. So Mela, therefore, that's Sukkos, that's the Arba Minim, that's Kabbalah Satorah, and that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is an Ish Tom. Tom means he's always Mitmimus. We know that Titan Emes Yaakov. Emes is Aleph Mem Tov. Aleph Mem Tov is straight. Yaakovin's got Yashrus. Yaakovin is a Yeshiva Hod. Yaakovin's got Torah. And with Torah, there's Yashrus. Torah is Yashrus. Mikudei Hashem, Yishoram. And when there's Yashrus, because he's an Ishtam Yeshiva Holem, therefore he's also Midas Emes. That's why Torah is also called Torah's Emes, because it's Aleph Mem Tov. It's a Yoshav. A person licked and learned, and he's always in a matzav of Ishtavas. The Menorah represents Torah. Says Rashi Bel Eschak, Menamed Lagit Shvacha Shel Aaron, Sheloi Shino. You go into Torah, Menorah represents Torah. So you go into a matzav of Loi Shino. Go into a matzav of Loi Shino. Don't get, like the Svarim say, that somebody else would have pulled the wine over, pulled the oil over, because there's no. Aaron HaKohen's got a matzav, you go into Torah, you go into a matzav of Loi Shino. Tefer Shlomo says, Amar Dekavot, Tefer Shlomo says, that Rav Gamliel, the Mishnah says in Brachas, that Rabban Gamliel, that night of his chasni, he was Koreshma. The night his wife was Nifta, he was Mishrachetz, because he was an Estonist. You have to be Mishrachetz. Tefer Shlomo says, meaning he never let things, he never let anything go haywire. Never let anything go haywire. He was always in the top. Was, even in the night of his chasna, he was still able to say Krishma. Shlavos. Didn't go, didn't lose himself. Night of his wife was Nifta, he didn't lose himself. He represents an idea of that he doesn't lose himself. That's the darga, that's the madriga of Tefer Shlomo says that's the bechina of Ishtavos. That's what every Yid has to know. You know, the side of Torah, the side of being a Yid is a side. That's Avraham Avinu was the first Yid. Who's the after Nisyonis? What's the point of having Machiach? What Avraham Avinu after Nisyonis? The first Yid. What does he need Nisyonis for? Teretz says Nisyonis usually push a person from side to side. Everything goes okay. Everything's going okay to have a middle of Shabbos. Why not? You get up, your alarm clock rings in the morning, you get up for davening. After davening, you learn, you come home for dinner, you have a short rest, you go back in the afternoon. Say that, fine. The Shayinah is that blows the people and blows a person away. Blows a person away. Aba Yid is Anim Shal Tapuah, Yid is an Esrik. It's the first Yid, the Torah is Masapah, that the first Yid has to have a Shayinah. The first Yid has to have a Shayinah. Because Nisyonis is showing Ben Shlomo is to plant the Midah of Ishtabas, is to plant the Midah of Ishtabas into the Yid, and all the Nisyonis that he's having is Be'emes planting the Midah of Ishtabas in a Yid. So that's what we're preparing for Chanukah, preparing to light candles, which is the Bechina of Lamed Lahagav Shvacha Shel Aaron Shelo Yishino. Doesn't that thing, he's not in the spal. Emes isn't that there. It says that a kain neshama shenasata b'tahiri. Neshama always remains tahir. Neshama is a built-in ishtane, and neshama is something that has the middle of ishtavos. Neshama is a neshama. It doesn't change, it doesn't. The goof changes. The goof lives in a world, it's machalim, it's azmanim, it's antikacholim. Menorah corresponds to the ner Hashem, which is the nishmas adam, which is the neshama from the mensh. Neshama of the mensh. When somebody who's built in Ishtana means, you see, somebody who's got mid of Ishtabas means an Ashamadika person. The goof is taka built in, the goof is taka Mishtana, it grows, develops. A goof is a goof, it's in a world of Machlev is Azmana. An Ashamadika mensh is a person who has the mid of Ishtabas. Yaakovino, same thing. He went to Loman's house. He went to somebody who's the biggest hepech of him, the biggest Ramai. He's Midas Emes. He should have swayed, he should have gone Meshuggah over there. Yaakovino, what does he say? If you want, I'll be Azoy. If you want, I'll be Aram. Achamani Ramah. I can also do that. He came out of there Shalom. He came out of there Beshlemus. Bidyuk, like he went in. Beyova Yaakov Shalom. Yaakov comes to Shlemus. Yaakov doesn't change. Esau is the one that changes. Amalek is the one that changes. The Kohen are the ones that changes. And we follow it. Now we have a Derech HaYosha. Because we have a Derech HaYosha, that's why we're happy. That's the Zman Simchaseinu. They should help from Dakar, which is to Kabbal Chanukah. And Mashiach, which in the Alta Vein, and Lady Din is sign. A person has to know, a person always has to go between us. And whenever he sees that there's a matzav, he should always do a me'ain, what he usually does. And that will save him from. I always tell the Bachram that when you have finals and all these things and the tests, you don't cut off Night Seder. There's no time for Night Seder. You go down for Night Seder. How much time do you have? 20 minutes? No, 10 minutes. No, 5 minutes. Doesn't matter. Go down to the Beis Medrash. You have to have a middle of a Shtabas. If you learn every night Seder, you have to go down when there's finals as well. You also have to learn night Seder. How much time are you learning? Seder. So that you make your own calculations. What's the maximum time you have? But if you learn every night Seder, so you learn that night during the finals as well. Go down. You haven't got a minute? Get the Chavek Setzim in the Beis Medrash for 2 seconds. Don't. Once you start blowing away, once you start losing your Shtabas, your Yashrus, what you're always doing, is then is again then it gets all then it gets all anyway. Person has to have some way to be so. That's what the Avos HaKadoshim taught us. And that's the middle of Shtabas, which we zeichah beis Hashem is barach.
Say the Esrog and the Minim, the Meister, the Yekir Ovke.
The Chol of the dream.
Yekir Ovke represents all the manam. Taking a part is showing.
Moedik. Hoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoyoy
Nice. I just saw a verse from Rashi Olson. He says, "Vegeshmak sukkas, we don't pass on the Rabbi Kiva." So he says, "Sukkas mamash, we pass on the Rabbi Kiva." Everyone asks the Shaila. So Nimahala, he said that what's the chiddush of sukkas mamash? I think it brings from a first one that when they went out to Muhammad, they made a sukkas mamash. So when they went out to the Muhammad, they slept the Rabbi Kiva with them. And even when they went out of the Rabbi Kiva, they slept the Rabbi Kiva with them. So other we're passing the Rebbe Kiva. We're passing like, and then we take that Erekah wherever we go. That's Rebbe Kiva. He laughed. It was Bilti Mishtana.
Bilti Mishtana. Wow.
Rebbe Kiva Shita.
He had that Middle Sishtana.
Other we're passing like him, but even when it took his mamish, you're always, no matter, it's easy to feel when you're not inside, like when you go out to Mechama, you know. That's also what the...
Wow. Mordek.
I was just saying,
wow. I say Yaakovino is second tefillas Arvis, and Arvis is a lotion of Taruvas. Now we know tefillas Arvis Rishus. What's the difference between Rishus and Chayiv? Rishus means this is always when the Gemara talks about Nyana Rishus. Talks about my regular things that I do. Nyana de Rishus. Pshat is that when you're going into tefillas Arvis, you're going into a matzah where there's a Taruvas. It's mixing up. Where it's confusing. The opposite of a derech hayasha. Taruvus is the opposite of derech hayasha. Vigech. It's taruvus. Gech rechts, gech links. Am I going right or left? It's tefillas arvus. It's tefillas arvus is rishus. You gotta go through it as you normally live in. That's the inyan of rishus. You gotta look at it as an inyan of rishus. This is my regular mahalach. That's how you go through. That's how you go through that three tefillas arvus. That's why Torah Shema Peh begins. Be masa kori neshama. So it's another nekuda. That is Kabbalah Zomach Shema. Shema Yisrael Shema Kena Shem Echad means it's always in one matzav, and therefore it says b'shiftecha b'visecha v'lechtecha v'derech b'shachmechav k'mecha. If you're saying Hashem Echad means that you're the same, if you're b'shiftecha b'visecha v'lechtecha v'derech b'shachmechav k'mecha, you have to be exactly the same. If you're exactly the same, in other words, the first Ramah, you always are in the Fnei HaMelech. There's no reason why you should ever change. You can't change. It has to be in the middle of Ishtagos. A king, a Melech, Basar Adam, you behave in the palace and you misbehave outside the palace. If you're always in the Fnei HaMelech, it's always in the middle of Ishtagos. Shvisi Havaya, that's the Hoya Hoya Bevi Yeh. Shvisi Havaya, that's how the Ramah starts. The first Ramah, Shvisi Hashem and Egdi Somin. In the Daimah, when you're in the palace, you always are in the Fnei HaMelech Adon. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekein Hashem Echod. Saying that you're living one thing, which is built in Ishtana, you have a midah v'shtavos, and that's b'shutcho v'zecho v'lechto v'aderech. The Rekiva is yotze nishmosei be'echot. That was the Rekiva's gilui. The Rekiva is yotze nishmosei be'echot. We say that Yaakov is the midah se'emes, the Rekiva is taka than the Oisis Yaakov, the Rekiva is taka than the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. So Rekiva and Yaakov show the matzav of Ishtavos. The Ishtavos is going through all the Nisyanis. That's Yosef Tzadik is also Yosef Hoyeb Mitzrayim. Who Yosef the whole time? Who Yosef? This, who Yosef? It's that Yosef. It's that Bechin of Yosef Tzadik. I should always try, kid. Even if he's going through something hard, should always try Be'erech to keep the same as much as he can. Be'erech to keep the same. Don't say that today I'm going to give it a miss completely, and then another time I'll catch up. Epis. Said daf yom, you can't do the daf. A half a daf, a half an omid. Stay on. And then a person feels that the Yishu relieves simcha. A person gets the simcha from the derech hayosha. Goyim are the whole time there. They're crooked. They're the gezach. He, the middle of Shabbos, is the ruikai. They say that in the Holocaust, the ruikai of the Yidden made the Nazis mishige. The ruikai of the Yidden in the Shvester Matzoven, they stayed so ruik and forget. They were akshonis. It's a famous mitzvah of the Klezmer Gereba. The Klezmer Gereba, you know, the Simcha, you know the mitzvah, the Simcha's Torah with the Hakofis. They smashed him because he didn't go to work on Simcha's Torah. The Nazis beat him up until he was come out dead. And he asked a few of the inmates there, but they left the koichos. There was a table over there, and he asked them to take him around the table. Take him around the table seven times. Seven hakofas. What did he have? He never saved the Torah. He had a torn piece of Mishnayos that he had torn page from a Mishnayos that he cherished. That's the middle of Shtavos. You could say, Shkan Sefer Torah, Shkan Aron HaKodesh, Shkan Minyan, Shkan Dos, Shkan Yen, Auschwitz, Shkan Sefer Torah. Chazam Rav says, no, that's the middle of Shtavos. Every year there's Simchas Torah. Every year there's Simchas Torah. If you have a page of Mishnayos, a half a page, if you have a table to walk around, you hold tight the torn off page from Mishnayos, and you go round and round. That's the Nekuda. That's the middle of Shtavos. You're always doing it. Without a person can come out of there. He mamish came out of there, the biggest built in Ishtana. He came out of there, he went up to the little Yiddish Medlach. You have to wear socks. He took off his socks, he gave it to the little Yiddish Medlach. People told him, socks in China, they've lost their parents, they've lost everything. Socks is now the victory for them. You can't understand that if a person is a person's a built in Ishtana, if a person has the middle of Ishtavas, it was his. The Rebbe himself, the Krasim Rebbe himself, lost his whole Mishpacha there. In Shabbos, he could have stayed in the same matzah the whole time. He could have said, so the Yisrael lived similarly. He could have stayed in the same, he could have stayed on the straight path. So he was mamish, he was teaching Aleph based Gnoi, the same as if he's sitting in Kloisenberg in his Kehillah. That's the Midah of Shabbos. That's the Midah of Shabbos that Yidden had. And Yidden have had that La'urch Kavaderech. That's why we're a nation with we take everything B'Simcha. B'Simcha Rabbah or Machulam. Also, the thing is, that's why, but Kriyas Yamsuf, is split into Shvilim. Yamsuf is the Olam Hazeh, is a Yam which is So'er, it's a stormy sea. It's a sea that can blow you apart. The whole Olam Hazeh, you know, the Hoyd al Hashem, we say in Erev Shabbos. Yerida Yom Ba'niya, Sayyidim Rachel Brahma Rabim, Mahim, Nimran, all the things, there's a storm and you're going up and you're bobbing up. A sea is the biggest example of. How can you have a straight line? There's no path. You can't be mefalas a derech in the sea. Now what happened in the Yam Suf? Yeah, the Baruch Shalom was mefalas a derech. They had a derech. That's the nekuda. The derech to go in the sea is you're coming out of Mitzrayim, you're coming out of Paros, into Gazoi. In the sea, you're having a mahalach. Pel de Gazach also, the Fekoich HaTorah. The Gemara says in Yuma that Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Har, Vechaseihu Anan, says in the end of Mishpatim, Vechaseihu Anan. The shal is when that was, it says in Sukhi and Yuma. And it says, the Gemara asks, that where's the stira? One place it says, Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan, when the Anan was on the Mishkan, Lo Yachal Moshe couldn't come inside, Kishachan Alav Anan. So when there's the Anan there, you can't come. By Hasina it says, Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Anan. How did Moshe Rabbeinu go into the Anan? So the Gemara says, Yuma, that says by Yavah Yavin Israel, by Yavah Moshe B'Soicha Anan, Psazoi, and Moranan Zag Zir Shova to by Yavah Yavin Israel B'Soicha Yom by Yabosha. Just like by the Yam Suf, Baruch Shalom made the Shvil for Klal Yisrael, so to in the Anan, in the cloud, Baruch Shalom made the Shvil for Moshe Rabbeinu. A Shvil is a straight line, but then the Shtabe. A cloud is hazy, it's foggy, it's you can't find the Derech in the cloud. A Kabbalah Satorah, you're going up to Shemayim to get the Torah. The Torah makes a path that you can stay on a straight path. You can stay on the straight path even in the matzav of a cloud. It's the same bechina as Shema, the same bechina as Tefillah Zaharvis. It's the same bechina. But when you come and talk about Torah, talking about the Moshe Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah, there was a path that was made, the same path that was made by the Yam Suf. Besoich, Gzer Shova, the path of the Yam Suf. Path in the stormy sea can only be somebody who walks in the straight path. Can only be somebody who's walking a Yishrei Lev. A Yishrei Lev carries on walking straight, even in the sea. Moshe Rabbeinu can carry on walking. That's the Gzeirah Shava. Moshe Rabbeinu can carry on walking straight in the Anan when it came to Kabbalah Satorah.
It's key the same as Nas Betnei Nas Bishul Yosef.
What?
The Jan's Pips, because Yosef.
Ah, because Yosef is there.
For Yosef.
Psst, very good. Yeah. Ayom Rabbi Yanis, because Yosef. Arayin Ishal Yosef. That's right, Mamash. Sherp and Yosef is there. It says that the bris is be'emtza. It's be'emtza, b'shtar ablayim. It's the derech and tzoy. Derech and tzoy. Hashem and bris, kilo keeps in the derech and tzoy. It's the koich of Yosef, the two Yosef shayim and tzoy. Wow. That's Shalashina. I'm going to Shalashina. Some English is also in the Tomid, Tmidim, the Bissam Midrash. Maybe some English, Tomid, Tmidim Kisidron. Tmidim Kisidron. There's no break. There was Tmidim Kisidron. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tmidim Kisidron. The way the Bissam English is to teach the Midrash Shabbos. Teach the Midrash Shabbos is Melamed Lahagat Shvacha Shalhan Shalishina. That was the vote. The Kabbonis on the sea was the biggest structures. Very biggest structures. And the Nairus is Revenge and Baalis Chashalacha Gadayla Mishalehem. Shata Madlik Amitav Sanevs. Let's go for the vote. The Chanukah Sanasiyim was a Yischachus. It was the Chanukah, the Chanukah Sanasbeach, the Chanukah of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Gevaltig Yischachus. Same. It was always a Gevaltig Yischachus. You won't be coined in the middle of Yishtabas by running around getting Yischachus from here and getting Yischachus from there. That's not the middle of Yishtabas. That's the opposite of the middle of Yishtabas. It's like a Shpochu. You light Shata Madlik Amitav Sanevs. Lagit Shvachah Shalan Shalai Shino. He stays with the Midah Vishtavas the whole time. He stays with the Midah Vishtavas the whole time. Shulchan Gadol Mishalehem. Yeah. Okay, Shkoyach.